Bringing it back to the final segment here at Rosie on the House, where we're talking the security of the electric grid system in the great state of Arizona. We're doing that. We've got the privilege and the opportunity to be able to speak with Mr. Jacob Tetlow, Executive Vice President of Operations for APS, and Mr. Chris Hoffman, Director of Transmission Operators for SRP. I just got to ask you guys one thing. Chris, what keeps you awake at night? It's your job to keep every air conditioner in your zone running.
Yeah, it would have to be wildfires.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got such an area where all that can break out so quickly and have an impact on any of our transmission, maybe bringing it in from all the generators that are outside of the valley.
Now, are these wildfires going to burn your infrastructure up?
Not so much.
Do they just incapacitate them?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's not so much with fire that's always a threat, but the smoke causes a lot of unintended trips on the transmission system. So all of a sudden, we're facing a shortage. Now, we need to get out there and check it prior to re-energizing to make sure we don't cause the situation to get worse. So, yeah, that causes me a lot of sleepless nights.
Wildfires. So, yeah, do you have a fire department electronic monitor in your bedroom at night? Beep, beep, beep. Because we've already had a fire or two this year. Jacob, what keeps you awake at night?
Well, I have the same concerns that Chris does. I usually say that it starts off with fire season. You know, I kind of said at the beginning, we spend all year prepping for the summer. This is our season. We know how important it is. We know how essential electricity is to our customers. And so you kind of start every summer with a fire season. That's kind of normal in Arizona. Yeah. We start with a fire season, and it incapacitates a few lines here and there, and that's a challenge. And now you get out of the fire season, and it seems like we kind of transition into the really, really hot part of the summer. Now we're dealing with peak loads and high energy demand. And so then you get kind of the storms show up and the temperatures might drop a little bit. But now you got rain and storms and monsoons and you got to deal with storm damage. So there's kind of a trifecta of challenges through the summer that we deal with. And each one of those has unique challenges. And you know, as much as we spend our time thinking and working very hard to learn the lessons of the past and to make sure we're making the right investments to ensure reliable, safe, clean energy for our customers, it also means that there's a lot of challenges that are going to come with that through the summer run.
Seasonal sleepless nights.
That's right. It is. You get less sleep in the summer for sure.
Oh man, isn't that the truth? Well, SRP also, we talked a little bit about APS's plan to encourage people to buy in a staggered plan. I mean, buying staggering your consumption, it's the way of the future for this whole industry, isn't it, Chris?
Sure, sure. Trying to adjust to that, yeah, increase efficiency, et cetera.
Take that high peak load off of those hot, hot Saturday or summer afternoons.
That's right. Monday through Friday, that's the worst time.
What did COVID do to y'all's power plants? Did staying home increase the power consumption, or did it, or with all those offices shut down, did it decrease consumption?
We saw an overall increase in our peak during the summertime with that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, y'all see the same thing?
At the very beginning, we saw a drop in the energy demand. At the very beginning of COVID, when everybody went home and the businesses shut down. But what you figured out was quickly as commercial and industrial load dropped, the residential load picked up and made up for it. And to Chris's point, we also set a new peak last July as well.
Oh, wow.
So they kind of offset each other.
And the fact that it was record heat didn't help.
That's right.
Either.
That's right. It was a tough summer in 2020. It'll be interesting to see how the rest of 21 plays out.
Man, well, I can't thank you guys enough to agreeing to come in and visit as a two-person panel with Romy and I for the sake and the benefit and the education of the Arizona homeowner, because they want to know when they switch that light's going to come on. They want to know when they walk up to that thermostat and ask it for 2 more degrees of cooling, they're going to hear that fan blower and that compressor start up.
And they should know that we're here for them.
and they
24
do.
24 by 7.
That's they right. do. They really do. I'm. Help me recreate a horror story. I'm trying to think. The hailstorm of 2011 was kind of cool. But that wasn't a summer peak problem. Every once in a while, if I remember right over the years, a transformer will...
Big transformer sometimes
blink out. Yeah. Fire out. blaze
summer
out?
Of 2015. That's the one I remember.
Is it? What was 20? What was that?
We had a really, really tough monsoon season that year, and we blew down probably north of 500 poles on our system. It was just a really tough, tough storm season.
I think it was even a year prior to 2015. When was that time they had to bring a transformer over from California, and it was like the helicopter was following it like 2 miles an hour across I-10, and there was even work crews that were going ahead having to shore up bridges because they weren't sure that they were strong enough for this massive transformer to get all the way across, and it took up both lanes, so everywhere it was going, traffic had to get rerouted to the other passing lane. What year was that?
I'm trying to remember. I remember we had a large transformer in 2008 that failed at a power plant. And I think you're thinking of Pinnacle Peak, and I can't recall the exact year that occurred, but a very, very large 500,000-volt transformer that sits in one of our largest substations.
Well, I can't thank you gentlemen enough for coming in and sharing your experience, your wisdom, and your calming sense about what each utility company is doing to accommodate the ever invaluable growing number of customers called Arizona homeowners.
Well, Rosie, thank you for the chance to come and share our story and share with all the homeowners across the state of Arizona, and thanks for what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you very much, Rosie. We appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we appreciate the privilege of having you all here. Thanks a million.